Nissan and its partners have announced a £2 billion investment plan to build three electric car models at its Sunderland factory in the UK. The Japanese company will produce electric Qashqai and Juke models, as well as the next generation of the electric Leaf, at the plant. This investment is expected to preserve the jobs of around 6,000 workers directly, and thousands more across the country. In addition to the car plant, a new battery plant, known as a gigafactory, will also be required. Nissan will spend £1.12 billion on preparing its UK facilities and supply chain for the new models and training its workforce. The total new investment, including the gigafactory, will be up to £2 billion. The chairman of AESC, Nissan's partner, has stated that a feasibility study on expanding the gigafactory operations in Sunderland has been launched. It is expected to receive government support, although the details have not been disclosed. Nissan has confirmed that it will receive £15 million in funding for its research centre in Bedfordshire. The Unite Union has praised the plan for securing the long-term future of the site and the skilled jobs it supports, but has called for more government support for the car industry. Earlier this year, Nissan's chief operating officer expressed concerns about the UK's competitiveness in the car-making industry due to higher manufacturing costs, including energy bills and inflation. However, Alan Johnson, Nissan's senior vice president of manufacturing and supply chain, believes that the UK can be a competitive place for car production if all the necessary factors, such as energy costs, infrastructure, and government support, are in place. The UK government has provided support for Nissan through the Automotive Transformation Fund, and discussions are ongoing regarding further funding. The government's contribution to Nissan's project is estimated to be around £100 million. Nissan's announcement coincides with the confirmation of an investment zone for Northeast England, which is expected to create over 4,000 jobs in the next 5 years. Brexit has also been a concern for the car manufacturing industry, with potential tariffs on cars sold between the UK and EU. Nissan exports 80% of the vehicles made at its Sunderland plant, making exportation critical to its success. The company believes that having major investments, such as battery production, in the UK is key to its strategy. Other car manufacturers, such as Stellantis, have also expressed concerns about the tariffs and the sustainability of their operations in the UK. In conclusion, Nissan's £2 billion investment plan to build electric car models at its Sunderland factory is expected to preserve thousands of jobs and boost the UK's car manufacturing industry. The plan includes the construction of a new battery plant, and discussions with the government regarding funding are ongoing. Brexit and potential tariffs on car exports remain a concern for the industry, but Nissan believes that having major investments in the UK is crucial for its success.